The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 9, text number 26. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on May 10th, 2017, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Patram
Pushpam
Palam Chayam Yome Bhaktya Prayachchati Tad Aham Bhakti Upahritam Ashnami Prayata Atmana Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachchati Tadaham Bhaktya Paritam Ashnami Prayatat Manaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. Purport. For the intelligent person, it is essential to be in Krishna consciousness, engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, in order to achieve a permanent blissful abode for eternal happiness. The process of achieving such a marvelous result is very easy and can be attempted even by the poorest of the poor without any kind of qualification. The only qualification required in this connection is to be a pure devotee of the Lord. It does not matter what one is or where one is situated. The process is so easy that even a leaf or a little water or fruit can be offered to the Supreme Lord in genuine love, and the Lord will be pleased to accept it. No one, therefore, can be barred from Krishna consciousness because it is so easy and universal. Who is such a fool that he does not want to be Krishna conscious by this simple method and thus attain the highest perfectional life of eternity, bliss, and knowledge? Krishna wants only loving service and nothing more. Krishna accepts even a little flower from his pure devotee. He does not want any kind of offering from a non-devotee. He is not in need of anything from anyone because he is self-sufficient, and yet he accepts the offering of his devotee in an exchange of love and affection. To develop Krishna consciousness is the highest perfection of life. Bhakti is mentioned twice in this verse in order to declare more emphatically that bhakti or devotional service is the only means to approach Krishna. No other condition, such as becoming a brahmana, a learned scholar, a very rich man, or a great philosopher, can induce Krishna to accept some offering. Without the basic principle of bhakti, nothing can induce the Lord to agree to accept anything from anyone. Bhakti is never casual, or never causal. Actually, it's never causal. The process is eternal. It is direct action in service to the absolute whole. Here, Lord Krishna, having established that he is the only enjoyer, the primeval Lord, and the real object of all sacrificial offerings, reveals what types of sacrifices he desires to be offered. If one wishes to engage in devotional service to the Supreme in order to be purified and to reach the goal of life, the transcendental loving service of God, then one should find out what the Lord desires of him. One who loves Krishna will give him whatever he wants, and he avoids offering anything which is undesirable or unasked. Thus, meat, fish, and eggs should not be offered to Krishna. If he desired such things as offerings, he would have said so. Instead, he clearly requests that a leaf, fruit, flowers, and water be given to him, and he is saying of this offering, I will accept it. Therefore, we should understand that he will not accept meat, fish, and eggs. Vegetables, grains, fruits, milk, and water are the proper foods for human beings and are prescribed by Lord Krishna himself. Whatever else we eat cannot be offered to him since he will not accept it. Thus, we cannot be acting on the level of loving devotion if we offer such foods. In the third chapter, verse 13, Krishna explains that only the remnants of sacrifice are purified and fit for consumption by those who are seeking advancement in life and release from the clutches of the material entanglement. Those who do not make an offering of their food, he says in the same verse, are eating only sin. In other words, their every mouthful is simply deepening their involvement in the complexities of material nature. But preparing nice, simple vegetable dishes, offering them before the picture or deity of Lord Krishna, and bowing down and praying for him to accept such a humble offering, enable one to advance steadily in life, to purify the body, and to create fine brain tissues, which will lead to clear thinking. Above all, the offering should be made with an attitude of love. Krishna has no need of food, since he already possesses everything that be, yet he will accept the offering of one who desires to please him in that way. The important element in preparation and serving in an offering is to act with love for Krishna. The impersonalist philosophers who wish to maintain that the Absolute is without senses cannot comprehend this verse of Bhagavad Gita. To them it is either a metaphor or proof of the mundane character of Krishna, the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita. But in actuality, Krishna, the Supreme Godhead, has senses, and it is stated that his senses are interchangeable. In other words, one sense can perform the function of any other. This is what it means to say that Krishna is absolute. Lacking senses, he could hardly be considered full in all opulences. In the seventh chapter, Krishna has explained that he impregnates the living entities into material nature. This is done by his looking upon material nature. And so in this instance, Krishna's hearing the devotee's words of love and offering foodstuffs is wholly identical with his eating and actually tasting. This point should be emphasized because of his absolute position. His hearing is wholly identical with his eating and tasting. Only the devotee who accepts Krishna as he describes himself without interpretation can understand that the supreme absolute truth can eat food and enjoy it. So, when I came here tonight, I wasn't sure what verse I was going to speak on. But then when I opened the Bhagavad Gita, I opened it to this verse. And I was thinking, oh, this is a very special verse. It was this verse which almost half a century ago first engaged me in devotional service back in 1968. I was a young spiritual seeker looking how to perfect my consciousness. And I came across a Bhagavad Gita in the library. It wasn't Prabhupada's Gita. But this particular verse in that Gita was translated correctly.
Bet šitas posmas buvo išverstas tinkamai.
That was my good fortune.
Taigi, man pasisekė.
If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit or water, I will accept it.
Jei kas nors su medį ar atsidimu man paukos lapelį, gėlę, vaisių ar gėlių, aš priimsiu.
I was amazed. You can actually offer something to God and he'll accept it?
Ir mane tai absoliučiai nustebino, ką aš galiu kažką viešpačiui pasiūlyti ir jisai
wow,
visą tai
that's priims. Amazing. Because as a Christian, I had this idea that with God was unapproachable. You could never get close enough to offer him something, have him accepted from you.
Kaip krikščionis, aš vis laikai įsivaizdavau, kad Dievas yra nepasiekiamai toli, kad negalim jam kažką tai duoti ir jis negali to priimti.
He was like, you know, 50 miles away on top of a mountain somewhere. All you can do is bow down.
Jisai buvo atrytum 50 mylių toli ant kalno ir galima jam tiesiog nusilenkti.
But the idea, you could actually have a one-on-one personal reciprocation with God, that was really revolutionary.
Bet ta idėja, kad galima asmeninį turėti kažkokį tai santykį su viešpačiu.
So I started doing it.
Taigi, aš pradėjau tai daryti.
I got a picture, a big poster of Radha and Krishna.
Aš turėjau didelį Radhos ir Krishnos paveiksliuką.
I made an altar.
Padariau altorių.
I would come home from work every evening.
Iš darbo grįžęs namo, kiekvieną vakarą.
And somehow Krishna gave me the intelligence. I was a vegetarian at the time. I was offering all of my food to Radha and Krishna, and then before I would take it. So this is a very important principle. It's confirmed by Srila
Prabhupada.
He says, Krishna consciousness begins with the tongue.
Jis sako, kad Krishna sąmonė prasideda nuo liežuvio.
You see, the tongue has two functions.
Nes liežuvis turi dvi funkcijas.
It vibrates.
Jisai skleidžia garsą.
And it tastes.
Ir ragauja.
So if you engage your tongue in tasting prasad,
jeigu žimsi savo liežuvį ragauti prasadą,
and in chanting Hare Krishna,
ir kartoti Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna, Krishna
Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare,
Hare
Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare.
Then you'll become a master of your tongue.
Taigi tapsite savo liežuvio šeimininku.
Actually, you'll become a Goswami.
Tapsite Goswami.
Instead of a Godas.
Vietoj to, kad būti
Godasu. There's two kinds of people in this world. Godas,
Godasi,
and Goswami.
Ir Goswami.
So mostly people are all Godas.
Pagrindė žmonės yra Godasi.
The whole human society, they are all Godas.
Tai yra visa visuomenė pilna Godasų.
The servants of their senses.
Savo juslių vergai.
Where are their senses taking them?
Ir kur jų juslės juos nuveda?
Down to the animal kingdom.
Žemyn į gyvūnų karalystę.
But those who be master the senses,
bet tie, kurie suvaldo savo juslės,
beginning with the tongue,
pradedant nuo liežuvio,
they become qualified to enter into the transcendental abode of Lord Sri Krishna at the time of passing out of their present body.
Jie mirties akimirką keliauja atgal į Krishnos buveinę.
So one might ask, what is this benefit of going to the abode of Krishna?
Ir galite paklausti, kokia iš to nauda grįžti atgal pas Krishna?
I enjoy life now. Why should I think about going to some other place?
Man gerai ir dabar, ką man kažkur keliauti?
You may be enjoying now, sir.
Pone, gal to dabar ir gerai.
But you're not always enjoying.
Bet nebus tai visą laiką.
Sometimes you're quite miserable.
Ateis laikas, kai būsi labai liūdnas.
In fact, oftentimes you're quite miserable.
Iš tikrųjų, daugumą laiko tu esi liūdnas.
And as you get older,
ir kaip tu sensi,
and become diseased,
imsi sirgti,
your misery will increase.
Tavo bėdos tik tai augs.
So why should you remain in a place of misery?
Taigi, kodėl likti tokioje vietoje?
Even though sometimes you think you're enjoying here,
net jeigu tu galvoji, kad mėgaujiesi čia,
actually your enjoyment here is simply when your misery is not quite as bad you think you're enjoying.
Iš tikrųjų, tavo pasimėgimas tai tėra kančios pamažėjimas.
The reality is there is no enjoyment in this place.
Nėra iš vis čia jokio pasitenkinimo.
It's called Maya Sukaya.
Tai yra vadinama Maya
Illusory happiness.
Illusinė laimė.
It's called dunking stool.
It's like passing stool.
Dunking stool.
Dancing.
Dunking
stool. Yes, Guru Mata has given the example of a dunking stool. In the medieval times, they had one punishment.
Tokia būdavo bausmė senovėje.
They would put you on this stool and they would dunk you down into the water. They would tie you to this thing.
Tave pririšdavo prie pagalio.
It's like a seat on a pole.
Ir pamerkdavo į vandenį.
It's a big, long wooden pole, and they put you on the end of the pole, and they would dunk you down into the water.
Prie ilgos lazdos pririšdavo ir pamerkdavo po vandeniu.
Till you're almost dead, you're almost dead, and they pull you up for a minute for a little fresh air, and they put you back down again.
Ir tu beveik jau buvai miręs, tada tave trumpam ištraukdavo, ir tu įkvėpdavai ir vėl panardindavo.
So when the person comes up for that little bit of air, he thinks, ah, now I'm enjoying.
Ir kai žmogus įkvėpė šviežio oro, galvoja, oi, kaip gerai mėgaujuosi.
But actually, he's tied to the dunking school. He's in a very miserable position.
Bet iš tikrųjų tai yra tik tai todėl, kad tenais, kai jis yra panardintas po vandeniu, jis labai kenčia.
So whatever happiness we think we have here is simply illusory happiness.
Taigi lygiai taip pat kokią laimę mes turėtume, tai yra tokia iliuzinė laimė.
There is no genuine happiness in this place.
Tikros laimės iš vis čia nėra.
Or if there is happiness.
Arba yra.
It's just a drop of water in the desert.
Bet tas laimės yra kaip vandens lašas dykumoje.
Consider how much pleasure you can get from a drop of water in the desert. You're dying of thirst, crawling in the sand. Water! Water! Where is water? Somebody comes and says, my dear sir, I brought you some water. You go, oh, you brought me some water. Yes, give me the water. And he takes a little eyedropper and goes, ping, puts one drop of water in your tongue. Is he satisfied your thirst? No. Actually, you're more frustrated now. You got a little taste of water, but now you want full taste. But you can't have it. So that's material happiness. It's a little taste of, especially that sex life, you see. You get a little taste of heavenly pleasure, but then it's gone. And you have to suffer like anything. So why should we embrace this material pleasure? It's just the drop of water in the desert. Why not be intelligent?
Kodėl nebūti išmintingu?
And go after that kind of happiness.
Ir ieškoti tos laimės.
Bamasa kamtvanantam. That happiness which is unbroken and grows on increasing forever.
Kuri niekad nesibaigia ir nuolat auga.
That spiritual happiness is Krishna consciousness.
Tai yra dvasinė laimė arba Krishna sąmonė.
It's learned from the sadhus.
Ir mes iš šventųjų asmenybių išmokom.
It's learned from the spiritual master.
Iš dvasinio mokytojo išmokom.
It's learned from the scriptures.
Išmokom iš šventraščių.
If we want anything valuable, we should become educated.
Jeigu mes iš vis norime ką nors naudingo, mums reikia gauti savo.
So we should become educated in this science of bhakti.
Taigi, kur gauti šį bhakti?
How to actually achieve genuine happiness.
Kuris moko, kaip rasti tikrą laimę.
Don't you owe it to yourself to be actually who you really are?
Ar jūs nenorėtumėt būti iš tikrųjų tuo, kuo ir esate?
Why would you want to remain in some condition of unconsciousness?
Kam reikėtų likti nesąmoningoje būsenoje?
Of not really knowing who you are.
Net nesuprantant, kas aš esu.
Of misidentifying yourself with a lump of blood and flesh.
Tapatinant save su mėsa ir kaulais.
Which has nothing to do with your actual identity.
Juk tai nieko bendro neturi su tikruoju aš.
Wouldn't that be a foolish thing to do?
Argi nekvaila taip save tapatinti?
To identify yourself with misery.
Su kančia.
But actually you have nothing to do with that misery.
Iš tikrųjų mes nieko bendro neturim su šita
kančia. Your actual position is unlimited bliss.
Tikruoju jūsų padėtis yra palaima.
So therefore, wake up.
Todėl?
Lord Chaitanya says,
Jeev
Jago, Jeev Jago, Gorda Chandra Bole. Wake up, you sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? We've been sleeping for so many millions of lifetimes. Sometimes a demigod, like Indra Dev. Sometimes a tiny little germ, the Indra Gopa germ. We've been through the 8,400,000 species again and again and again and again.
8,400,000 gyvybės rūšių mes sukamės vėl.
Trying to squeeze pleasure in that place where pleasure does not exist.
Bandydami išspausti malonumą iš ten, kur jo nėra.
That's why we're frustrated.
Ir dėl to mes esam sutrikę.
That's why we're miserable.
Dėl to esame liūdni.
Don't blame your unhappiness on the external situation.
Nekaltinkite savo aplinkos dėl jūsų bėdos.
You're unhappy. You know why you're unhappy?
Žinot, kodėl esat nelaimingi?
Because of your lack of Krishna consciousness.
Nes trūksta Krishna sąmonės.
We say, well, it's this person or that person is causing my misery.
Ne, mes sakom, čia jis man bėdų pridarė, šitas irgi man nepatinka.
That's called a cop-out.
Bet tai yra vadinama.
You're cheating.
Sukčiavimu.
You're blaming your unhappiness on somebody else.
Tu kaltini kažką kitą dėl savo bėdų.
Whatever unhappiness you may have is simply your own fault.
Bet iš tikrųjų visos tavo bėdos yra tavo pačio kaltė.
It's your own lack of Krishna consciousness.
Tai tavo neturėjimas Krishnos sąmonės.
So therefore you are the architect of your own destiny, as Srila Prabhupada explains.
Srila Prabhupada paaiškina, kad kiekvienas yra architektas savo likimo.
You have complete power and control over your own destiny.
Būtent jūs esate savo likimo kalvis, turite visišką kontrolę.
You can remain in karma chakra.
Galite likti karma chakra.
By not awakening your Krishna consciousness.
Nepažadindami savo Krishna sąmonės.
Or you can become liberated from karma chakra.
Arba galite būti išvaduoti iš karma chakra.
By awakening your Krishna consciousness.
Pažadindami Krishna sąmonės.
So the choice is up to you.
Taigi jūs rinkitės.
Do you want to awaken your Krishna consciousness?
Ar norite pabudinti Krishna sąmonę?
Or do you want to remain asleep in the lap of the witch called Maya?
Ar norite mėgoti raganas ant raganos Majos kelių?
You may say, well, I'm initiated, isn't it? So I'm already saved, right?
Jūs galite sakyti, taip, aš jau inicijuotas, tai jau kaip ir išgyvenęs.
Like saying, well, I'm in the university, so I already have a degree, right?
Bet tai būtų tas pasakyti, kad aš esu universitete, reiškia laisvės.
Initiation doesn't mean you're liberated.
Iniciacija nereiškia, kad tu išvaduotas.
Unless you have fully taken your initiation vows as your very life and soul.
Tol, kol nepriėmė savo iniciacijos pažadų kaip savo gyvenimo ir sielos.
If you've done that,
jeigu tu jau tai padarei,
then you are liberated.
Tada tu esi išvaduotas.
But if you're still going, well, maybe.
Bet jeigu galvoji, gal...
You're not liberated yet. You're still hovering on the mental platform.
Tai tu vis dar proto platformai.
Just like Prabhupada taught us in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, Prabhupada mus mokė.
Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, but you were thinking, maybe.
Krishna pakėlė Govardhano kalną. Jūs galvojat, gal pakėlė.
So we should not have a maybe attitude about Krishna consciousness.
Taigi mes neturime turėti šitos gal nuotaikos savo Krishna sąmonėje.
If we take it as our very life and soul,
jeigu priimsime tai kaip savo gyvenimo sielą,
we embrace the process tightly within our hearts,
griežtai apkabinsime šį procesą savo širdyje,
and we are immediately liberated.
Tai mes iškart būsime išvaduoti.
You don't have to go back to God to become liberated.
Ir jums nereikia grįžti atgal namo pas Dievą, kad būti išvaduotais.
You can become a liberated soul right now.
Šiandien gali būti išvaduoti.
Simply by embracing the instructions of Lord Sri Krishna.
Tiesiog apkabindami šį Krishnas nurodymus.
Taking them as your very, very life and soul.
Priimdami kaip savo gyvenimą ir sielą.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Taigi dabar yra laikas klausimams. Mokytojas rytė minėjo, kad mes pažinsime viešpatį, tai priklauso nuo jo, jis turi norėti mums atsiskleisti. O dabar vakare mokytojas sakė, kad šitas likimas priklauso nuo mūsų, ar mes liksime dvasinėje, ar mes liksime materialioje platformoje, ar pakilsime dvasinėje, kaip tai suprasti. In the morning you mentioned that it depends from Krishna if he wants to reveal to us or he is not. And now also you explained that it depends from us if we remain in spiritual platform or in material platform. So how to understand it depends from us or from Krishna?
Krishna is not obliged to do anything.
Krishna neprivalo nieko daryti.
But yet he guarantees that if you offer him with love and devotion, he will accept.
Bet čia mes matom, jis garantuoja, kad jeigu aukosit su meilė ir atsidavimu, tai jisai priims.
He doesn't have to do that.
Jis to neprivalo daryti.
He can accept or not accept.
Gali priimt, gali nepriimt.
That's his free will. He's not under our control.
Tai yra jo laisva valia, mes to nekontroliuojam.
But he has given his promise to us.
Bet jis duoda pažadą mums.
That if you offer me with love and devotion, I will accept it. So if you do come to that with that mood of love and devotion, Krishna will accept. Prabhupada explains it in this way. Krishna is ajita, he is unconquerable.
Krishna yra nenugalimas, ajita.
But he becomes jita or conquered by the love of his devotee.
Bet jis tampa nugalimas arba džita savo atsidavusioje meilė.
So that is the proper understanding.
Toks yra tinkamas supratimas.
So now you must conquer Krishna by your love.
Dėl to dabar turi nugalėti Krishna su savo meilė.
Krishna wants to be conquered.
Nes Krishna nori būti nugalėtas.
He's just waiting to be conquered.
Jis tik to ar te laukia.
See. Prabhupada gives a nice example in this connection.
Prabhupada duoda pavyzdį.
Prime Minister Gladstone.
Buvo premjeras ministras Gladstone.
He was the Prime Minister of the British Empire during its day when it was all over the world.
Jis buvo premjeras ministras Jungtinės karalystės, kada jinai valdė dar visą pasaulį.
They used to say the sun never sets on the British Empire.
Yra, buvo sakoma, kad nuo Britanijos imperijos saulė niekad nepasitraukė.
Now it hardly even rises on the British Empire.
Tai tuo tarpu dabar jinai vargiai vos pateka.
But in those days when the sun never set on the British Empire,
bet dar tais senais šlovingais laikais,
the Prime Minister's name was Gladstone.
Premjeras ministras Gladstone'as.
So he's a very big, powerful position in the world.
Didelis valdovas pasaulyje.
So one man, he came to visit Prime Minister Gladstone.
Ir buvo susitikimas su juo. Vienas žmogus turėjo
susitikti. And he's waiting.
Ir jis laukia, kada Gladstone'as jį priims. Laukia.
They didn't have wristwatch in those days.
Tais laikais jie neturėjo tokio laikrodžio.
They had pocket watch.
Jie turėjo laikrodį.
So he pulls out his pocket watch to see, why is it looking, it's getting late.
Jis išsitraukdavo visą laiką, tai žiūrėdavo, jau taip vėlų manęs dar nepriima.
Why is it so late? Why is it, what's the delay?
Kodėl čia taip ilgai laukti reikia buvo?
So he went over the door and he peeped through the keyhole.
Ir nuėjo prie durų ir pro raktą skutę pažiūrėjo.
And there he saw Prime Minister Gladstone.
Ir pamatė premjerą ministrą Gladstone.
Down on his hands and knees, crawling around like a horse.
Keturiom ant žemės kaip arklė.
With his grandson on his back.
O jo anukas ant jo nugaros joja.
The little boy was going, giddy up, giddy up.
Ir anukas sako,
like he would tell the horse, you know.
Kaip arklį sako.
Commanding him like a horse.
Kaip arklį vadovauja.
So he was getting more pleasure being the horse of his grandson.
Taigi jam daug labiau patiko būti arkliu savo anukui.
Than he was being the mighty prime minister of the mighty British Empire.
Negu būti galingu premjeru ministru visos.
So Krishna is like that. He is the supreme controller, Parameshvara, of everything. But he gets more pleasure being controlled by the love of his devotee. Just like Krishna says, Arjuna says, Krishna, drive my chariot here, drive my chariot there. Krishna relishes serving his pure devotees. Or being the chastised son of Mother Jasoda. You naughty little boy, running after him with a whipping stick. Krishna's running. Ah. Afraid of Mother Jasoda, you see. Krishna gets more pleasure being chastised by Mother Jasoda than he does being the great supreme control of everything. So just try to develop your love for Krishna. And you will become the controller of Krishna. Next.
Toks daugiau techninis klausimas. Čia posme sakoma, kad Krishna priima tai, kas siūloma ten vandens lapelį į vaisių, bet jeigu siūloma su bakti, su meilė, tai tarkim tokiam bakti kaip aš, kuris neturi tos meilės Krishnai, kada jisai siūlo, nu, ta prasme, Krishna priima, nepriima, ar verta tada siūlyti, ar mes čia tiesiog, ta prasme, tikim, kad Krishna priima iš savo malonės ir dėl, nu, kaip, nes yra, tarkim, vietų, kur labai aukštas standartas, tarkim, čia Ganata Purito šventykloj, didžiojo, ten, jeigu veidrodį siūlydami nepamato, čia Ganata visą išmetą, kaip nepasiūlyta. Tai,
I want to ask the same question. She's wondering that it is written here that Krishna is telling that if it's offered with love and devotion, and what happens then we are offering, sometimes we feel that we don't have this love and devotion, so we still should believe that Krishna will accept it because of his mercy, or how to understand this?
Well, first of all, if you think you have love and devotion, you probably don't. If you don't have love and devotion, you probably do. Because a devotee always feels himself spiritually bankrupt.
Nes atsidavęs galvoja, kad jis dvasiškai yra bankrutavęs.
Srila Prabhupada said, even though I've been designated Bhakti Vedanta, I have no Bhakti, I have no Vedanta. So if you're feeling yourself that, my dear Lord, I have no love for you, but still I'm begging you to accept, then Krishna will definitely accept.
One has to understand what is love. What is love? You do something when you are instructed. That is love.
Mes turime suprasti, kas yra meilė. Meilė, tai tu darai tai, ko esi prašomas.
Krishna is saying, spiritual master is telling you, so you are doing under the guidance, that is love.
Dvasinis mokytojas ir Krishna tau sako, ir jų vadovaujamas, tu darai. Ir tai yra meilė.
Prabhupada has love for Krishna.
Prabhupada turi meilę Krishna.
And if we offer according to the instructions of Prabhupada,
ir jeigu mes Prabhupados prašome, aukojame maistą,
because it's under Prabhupada's order,
kadangi to prašo Prabhupada,
Krishna will accept.
Krishna priims.
If you have love or you don't have, but you are following the instructions, that is important.
Turi tu meilės ar neturi, svarbiausia tai, kad tu sėgi nurodymą.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
How to make spiritual masters instructions in your very life and soul? Kaip padaryti taip, kad dvasinių mokytojų nurodymai būtų tavo visas gyvenimas ir siela?
So, the way to make the spiritual masters orders your life and soul, you have to know what they are, first of all.
Pirmas dalykas, reikia žinoti, kokie tie nurodymai yra.
You don't know what instructions are, how you can make them your life and soul.
Jeigu nežinai, tai nepadarysi jų savo gyvenimo sielą.
And once you know what they are, you have to always remember them.
Ir kai jau žinai, turi nuolat juos prisiminti.
My spiritual master told me I should do this, I should do this. You have to know what he's told you to do, what he's told you not do also. Yam ni yam.
Žinoti, ką mokytis prašė daryti ir ko nedaryti.
So you know what his instructions are.
Jeigu žinai, kokie
you always remember what his instructions are.
Taip prisimeni.
And you always try to follow his instructions.
Tai vis laiką bandai jais sekti.
By doing that, they become your life and soul.
Tai ir tampa tavo gyvenimo siela.
What is the difficulty?
Kame bėdas?
I'm the difficult.
Aš esu bėda.
You are actually you are the difficulty if you forget them and you don't follow them. But if you remember them and you follow them, you're not the difficulty at all. So you're not the difficulty. Forgetfulness is the difficulty. You are not forgetfulness, you are a person.
Tu nesi užmarštis, tu esi asmuo.
A person can either remember or forget.
Asmuo gali prisiminti arba
so it is incorrect to think that you are the problem. It's not true. You're not the problem.
Tu nesi problema.
Only forgetfulness is the problem.
Užmarštis yra problema.
So how do we come forgetfulness?
Taigi, mes laukų užmarštį.
By remembrance.
Kaip? Prisimindamas.
How can anybody forget when you have promised you're going to do such and such thing? How can you give up?
Kaip galima pamiršti, jeigu daviau pažadą, kaip galima tai atmesti, jeigu jau pažadėjau?
Yeah, I went to the bar and I got drunk. I forgot that I'd taken a vow not to take intoxication.
Nu jau, barą prisigėriau ir pamiršau, kokius įžadus dažau. Kaip jūs galite pamiršti?
I went to a prostitute, I forgot about no illicit sex.
Nu jau, pas prostitutės ir pamiršau apie neleistinus lytinius santykius.
Yeah, is it? Actually, that's why we have a society.
Dėl to mes ir turime bendruomenę.
So we can keep an eye on each other.
Kad galėtume vienas kitą.
And make sure we all follow the regulated principles.
Ir būti tikri, kad sekam reguliuojamaisiais principais.
Now we don't allow any beer in the temple, you see.
Dėl to šventykloje neleidžiama alaus gerti.
We need to follow the regulated principles.
Mes reikia sekti keturiais principais.
Next question, you make.
One who forgets the vow, he's not human, he's an animal.
Tas, kas pamiršta savo pažadus, jis nėra žmogus. Nes gyvūnas taip tai gali pamiršti.
If you regularly hear and read, that will reinforce your power of remembrance.
Jeigu reguliariai klausysi ir skaitysi, tai prisiminsi.
Hearing lectures,
klausysi paskaitas,
reading books,
skaitysi knygas.
By constantly reading, every spare minute you have reading and hearing.
turėdamas kiekvieną laisvą akimirką išnaudosi klausyti ir skaityti.
That will empower you to remember.
Tai duos tau jėgų prisiminti.
By chanting at least 16 rounds a day, rising early, all of these things empower you to remember.
Kai atsikelsi anksti, kai kartuosi nuo 16 ratų džiapos, tai padidins tavo atmintį.
So the more enthusiastically you take up devotional service, that will empower your power of remembrance.
Kuo entuziastingiau atliksi atsidimo tarnystę, tuo geriau viską prisiminsi.
In the beginning we may slip and fall. A little child learning how to walk, he sometimes slips and falls. But in time, one mastered the art. And he becomes a very fixed up advanced devotee in due course. Always, I remember in my own case, becoming a disciple of Prabhupada was a very, it was a matter of the heart.
Man tapti Prabhupados mokiniu, tai buvo širdies klausimas.
Now Prabhupada has entered my heart and I will always keep him there in my heart.
Aš pajutau, kaip Prabhupada įėjo mano širdį ir aš visą laiką laikau jį tenai.
So if you will take the spiritual master into your heart and keep him tightly always in your heart, then you'll never deviate from his instructions and he'll always remain with you for all of eternity. Actually, someone say, well, I hardly ever get to see my spiritual master. Well, I can tell you, you all are getting to see spiritual masters more than we got to see Prabhupada.
Aš jums garantuoju, kad savo dvasinį mokytį galite matyti daugiau, negu mes galėjome matyti.
Sometimes I would go, like I saw Prabhupada in 1971.
Prabhupada mačiau 71.
I saw him in 1972. Then I didn't see him for 3 years until 1975. And after 1975, I never saw him again. But actually, Prabhupada is in my heart at every minute. Because I accepted his orders, my life and soul. So it's not that you have to be with your spiritual master constantly. Actually, you have to learn how to connect with him through his instructions. That's how you become a fixed up devotee, not by physical presence. Of course, physical presence is nice when you can get it. When I had the opportunity, I would get as close as I could to Prabhupada. But not really dependent on them.
Bet nuo to mes neturim priklausyti.
The real dependence is how much you're dedicated to please the spiritual master with your every thought, word, and deed in all times, places, and circumstances.
Mes turim priklausyti tik tai nuo to, kiek mes esame atsidavę tarnauti savo mokytojų nurodymam kiekvieno aplinkybėmis visą laiką ir visur.
Next question.
Kaip patikėti, kad dvasinis mokytojas gali girdėti mūsų maldas?
How to believe that spiritual master can hear our prayers?
How to believe the spiritual master can hear our prayers? Here's how it works.
Tai veikia taip.
It's not like there's some kind of internet, you know, or some telephone, you know. Spiritual masters, giving a lecture and all of a sudden he can hear your prayer, he hears you talking the prayer, you're saying, Dear Gurudev, please bless me with this. He's trying to give a lecture, but he's hearing this prayer coming at the same time. He's trying to keep the lecture going at the same time. He's hearing about, 500 prayers coming in from all these different people, and he's going like, whoa, you know, it's not like that.
Iš tikrųjų, tai nėra tai, kai koks telefonas, kai mokytas duoda paskaitą, ir 500 žmonių iš kažkur tai pradeda melsis, ir mokytas pradeda girdėti jų maldas, kad, o, mokytų palaiminko ne tom ir tam.
Spiritual master is not omniscient like Krishna.
Dvasinis mokytas nėra toks kaip Krishna.
However, Krishna is omniscient.
Bet Krishna yra.
And Krishna hears every prayer you make.
Ir Krishna girdi kiekvieną maldą, kurią jūs išsakote.
And the spiritual master is in tune with Krishna.
O kadangi dvasinis mokytas turi ryšį su Krishna.
So even if he's not literally hearing your prayer,
net jeigu ir tiesiogiai negirdi jūsų maldos,
it is affecting your relationship with Krishna and with your spiritual master.
Tai įtakoja jūsų santykį su dvasiniu mokytoju.
So the result of the prayer does manifest.
Taigi rezultatas maldos apsireiškia.
In your relationship with your spiritual master and with Krishna.
Tavo santykyje su dvasiniu mokytoju su Krishna.
It does act.
Tai turi įtakos. Tai veikia. About,
if I pray to Prabhupada, it'll bless me with pure Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada may directly hear my prayer, he may not directly hear my prayer. But the result is that by praying for that, that blessing does come. It opens the channels for those blessings to come. So, there's some quote like this. I remember Ramachar was there was some quote like this, I remember, in Detroit. Remember that discussion in Detroit Prabhupada had?
No, this is a spiritual master is not the super soul, nor he has the senses as Krishna, but because the original spiritual master is Krishna himself. It is as a Chaitya Guru within the disciple and within the spiritual master, and he transfers
a
message to the spiritual master.
In other words, Krishna will transmit to the spiritual master whatever he needs to know about you to deliver you.
Kitais žodžiais tariant, Krishna dvasiniu mokytoju duos žinoti viską, ko reikia tam, kad dvasinis mokytojas tave grąžintų atgal pas Dievą.
Spiritual master has taken the responsibility to deliver you.
Nes dvasinis mokytojas priėmė atsakomybę tave išvaduoti.
So whatever he needs to know to do that service, Krishna reveals to him about you.
Ir viskas, ko jam reikia, kad atlikti šitą tarnystę, Krishna jam pasakys.
So the prayers do act.
Taigi, maldos veikia.
And there's I'd like to find the quote if I have, maybe can, between now and the next lecture, I can look up that quote where Prabhupada talked about this.
Aš paieškosiu posmą, kur komentarą, kur šioje Prabhupada apie tai kalba.
Also, this super soul also transmits one another's thoughts also, just like Venurata Matiji and Sankirtan were thinking the same questions.
Lygiai taip pat Paramatma perduoda mintis mūsų, ne tik maldas, kaip pavyzdžiui, aš ir Venurata tą patį klausimą mąstė.
Sometimes I'm thinking something, and it should say, should say this way, in the collection, and immediately it's transferred, and you are just exactly the same words you will be saying.
Kartais aš galvoju, kad mokytojas turėtų pasakyti būtinai tai ir tai, ir bent bemąstant, mokytojas ima tai ir pasako.
It is, when you pray, it is mystical.
Taigi, kai meldiesi, vyksta mystika.
There is a reciprocation that happens with the spiritual master when
ir
you pray.
Vyksta santykis su dvasiniu mokytoju.
Even if he doesn't literally hear your words. Those prayers act and the reciprocation does come. So there's another question here.
Yes. So in this, I have a question. In this puppet it's written, if we offer food to Krishna, we need a picture or an altar. And does it work with a flower without a picture?
A picture or a, let's see, it says there's a picture or a deity. What? It mentions that, yeah.
Klausimas čia rašo komentarė, kad reikia turėti altorių su paveiksliuku arba dievybę, kad aukoti klausimas ir galima vėl altorius be paveiksliuko.
At home you should definitely have an altar with a picture.
Faktas, kad namie turite turėti altorių su paveiksliuku.
Because practically we go and buy some flowers for friends and there's no altar when I go to them. You can
mentally offer, if Krishna, there's no physical picture, you can offer mentally to Krishna, that's also okay.
Jeigu draugam perkam gėlės, norim prieš tai paukoti Krishna, bet neturim paveiksliuko, atsakymas, kad galima tiesiog mintyse paukoti tas gėlės.
But how can you mentally offer also? Are they devotees? Non-devotees for cooked food is not accepted.
Oh, your friends cook something?
That talking about the friends.
No, maybe my mother. I go to my mother, and I don't want her to taste flowers like kami. And I,
why don't you teach your mother how to offer to Krishna?
She's not accepting this.
Then why you should accept her food?
She accepts the flowers. I bring to her, and I want to make them prasad, you know.
But you don't eat the flowers.
No.
So then, because she accepts the flowers, that does not mean she becomes devotee. She has to cook and with love, with devotion.
No, I don't want her to get in sin with my flowers. You know, I buy them because normally we buy flowers and bring them for visit. Mm-hmm. And if I did not offer it, it's not good for me. I bring them flowers and did not offer them.
Okay.
That's my thought.
But cooked food and flowers is quite different. Or you take prasadam for her, or you?
When she comes to visit me, I cook prasadam.
And prasadam. When you go to her, you take what she cooks?
No, no.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Does that answer your question?
That was my question.
Okay.
Flowers.
It's clear now?
Huh? I can do it with the flowers.
I don't know what he's. I don't know what this means. Flowers. We don't eat flowers.
You can take the offered flowers from the temple, or you can offer it to your photograph and then take flowers to her.
Yes, practically, I buy the flowers at the train station, and then I go to my mother. There's no altar.
You can mentally offer them.
Then you can mentally.
Yeah, mentally offering is okay. Yeah, in that situation, sure.
Why don't you make a better arrangement? But you offer it ahead of time and then take it. Why do you go last minute?
It only was an idea. Normally I do it like this.
Okay. That's better. Make a proper arrangement.
Next question.
Kaip galima šventykloje gyvenant, čia gyvenantiems baktams, išsiugdyti ir pagarbos meilės santykius, kurie privestų prie atsidavimo dvasinių mokslų šių tropa.
How one who is living in the temple can learn to have very nice loving relationship with other brahmacharis?
Tam, kad jie palaipsniui stipdytų atsidavimo dvasinių mokslų ir šių tropa.
Because it will lead to the love to spiritual master and Krishna.
Machchita mangita prana bhavayantak paras param katayantascha mam nityam tashyanta javamanticha. You understand? You don't. All right. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. See, the thoughts of my devotees, the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully surrendered unto me. Tasyanticha vramanticha. And they derive great satisfaction and bliss by enlightening one another and conversing about me. It's like when I was a brahmachari. I was traveling with it was called the road show. It was traveling with Vishnujan Swami. And I made friends with one brahmachari named Baba Bhutti. So we made a deal. We would during prasadam we would talk about Krishna. Things we realized about Krishna, his teachings, his pastimes. That was our vow. That every day during prasadam, he and I would sit together and talk about Krishna during prasadam. It was so nice. So you need to find a Krishna Katha buddy amongst the brahmacharis who wants to talk about Krishna. And when there's time, you sit with him, you talk, you share your realizations about Krishna. So in this way, brahmacharis can become very, very happy in brahmachari life. Tashanticha, Ramanticha. They relish like anything.
Ir mėgautis tuo.
See, a brahmacharya doesn't worry about working a job, you know, changing diapers, a screaming kid in the middle of the night, you know. It's such a peaceful life.
Brahmacharyams nereikia rūpintis pragyvenimu, nereikia rūpintis
sausio. So take full advantage, just like the Goswamis would sit and talk about Krishna under a tree in Vrindavan. You become like them. Like one of the Goswamis sitting in Vrindavan under a tree, talking about Krishna with the other Goswamis.
Būk kaip tas Goswamis.
And that way your brahmacharya life will be perfect.
But when one is staying in the temple, one has to consider about the service time also. Not that I'm gonna get absorbed and the service is left aside.
Bet, kada gyveni šventyklą, reikia ir apie tarnystės pagalvoti, ne tik atsėdėti ir šnekėti apie Krishną.
It has to be properly balanced.
Turi būti tinkamas balansas.
When I went to our Houston temple as a brahmachari, the temple commander was really into service.
Komendantas buvo labai įsikvėpęs apie tarnystės.
He had to always be doing service.
Visą laiką tarnystė turėjo būti.
He was so much into it, he said, reading Prabhupada's books is Maya. I was thinking, what is this nonsense? Reading Prabhupada's books is Maya? So in the Bhagavatam class, I asked the temple president, is it Maya to read Prabhupada's books? He understood why I asked the question. And he made sure, he said, every day you must read for 1/2 an hour, he told me.
Ir jis sakė, aš noriu matyti, kad tu kiekvieną dieną skaitysi knygą.
Actually, I didn't really have a half an hour.
Iš tikrųjų neturėjau to pusvalandžio.
But Krishna covered for me.
Bet Krishna pasirūpino mane.
The thing is, you have to balance it. Actually, Prabhupada said you should always be engaged in studying, and you should always be engaged in doing service. So the brahmachari should always be in the mood of talking about Krishna, and always in the mood of doing service. Both things should be there. That is his perfection. How you can do both at the same time? It's not difficult. Because service is actually part of studying. The service is the laboratory portion of your studies. When you put the studies into action, now they become more realized. So when you're mopping the floor, you should think, why am I mopping this floor? I'm mopping it to please my spiritual master and Krishna. So in this way, even while you're doing service, you're engaged in transcendental meditation. And you're studying how the process of bhakti unlocks the pure love within the heart. So our time is now up. And when's our next lecture tomorrow? Is it the Nityagora Chandra? Bhagavatam. Everyone come tomorrow morning, Bhagavatam. I think it's Guru Mata's turn again now. We'll have the good speaker will speak tomorrow morning, Guru Mata. I'm just the croaking toad. No. I'm the croaking toad. So, well, thank you all very much. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada, flow of the whole universe with ecstatic Krishna Prema Ki Jai.
Jai.